Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hello, good morning, everybody. I hope summer is returning wherever you are. On the programme today, between now and 12, a final farewell to Sinead O'Connor from the seafront in Bray. The United Nations agency recommends a ban on smartphones in schools. Should we take this advice? We talk to Celine Cawley's daughter, Georgia Lillis, about finding a new home for her equine therapy stables. Phone batteries that never die and trains that float over tracks. A possible breakthrough in superconductivity in South Korea. And freedom of speech or inflammatory provocation, why burning the Quran has become a political flashpoint in Sweden. Also, from skinny jeans and expanding waistlines to socks and sandals, you know who you are. We will be putting men's fashion under the spotlight just after 11 o'clock this morning. Text us on 51551, or you can also email todaycb@rte.ie. Well, we are just learning quite recently that this five-year-old boy who died in a tragic quad biking accident in Kerry at the weekend was from the UK and had been on a family holiday in the area. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. He joins me on the line now. What have you heard, Ralph?
Yeah, it's one of these awful tragedies, Philip. You never seem to get out of a bank holiday weekend without some awful situation or accident where someone loses their life. And in this particular instance, what happened is that on Sunday afternoon, this five-year-old boy was apparently with a relative on a property, private property outside Castle Gregory. The circumstances of precisely what happened are not known, but we do understand that the incident involved a quad bike. The five-year-old boy suffered critical injuries, and the alarm was raised despite the best efforts of the Gardaí, paramedics. The little boy was pronounced dead a short time later. Now, we understand that it's a UK-based family who had been on holidays in West Kerry, and they had apparently been visiting relatives in the area where the incident occurred. Now, the family have appealed for privacy, and the Gardaí have effectively issued that appeal that the family want to be left alone to grieve. To support the family, a liaison officer has been appointed. And the Gardaí stressed that they're treating this as a tragic accident. A post-mortem examination is scheduled to be conducted, and a file will be prepared for the Kerry coroner, most likely for an inquest to be held next year.
When something like this happens, Ralph, the impact is rarely confined to just the family. The shockwaves must have extended out into the community.
I think very much so, Philip, and particularly because it is such a tight-knit community. It's one of those parts of Ireland where almost everybody knows everybody else. It has a very proud tourist industry. It's renowned for how friendly it is. And just in a tight-knit area like that, I think, first of all, to see any loss of life is a shock, but particularly when it involves a child and when it occurs during a time when, you know, summer holidays, when everybody is happy, everybody is relaxed, and suddenly to see a holiday end like this. So people have rallied around. They're doing what they can to support the family and the extended relatives. The parish priest there, Father Eamon Mulvihill, has basically said, look, everyone is deeply shocked and everyone is praying for the family at this most difficult of times.
And I'm sure everybody will offer them whatever support they can possibly give. Can I move, Ralph, to another story? Three men appearing in court in Cork yesterday in relation to a drug seizure. How significant a find was it?
Well, it's certainly significant, I suppose, both in terms of the type of drugs, which was cocaine, but also the street value involved, Philip. I mean, you're talking 60 kilograms of cocaine, which is street value of about 4.2 million euros. And that was seized just outside Dunkettle on Saturday. as part of a joint operation by the Gardaí and the Revenue Commissioners stroke Customs and Excise personnel. So three individuals were arrested and they were charged and brought before a special sitting of Cork District Court yesterday evening. Now, there was two Albanian brothers. There was Genchan Dodaj, who is 39 years old, and his brother Donatel Dodaj, who is 22 years old. And they have an address at a Paradise Road in Athlone in County Westmeath. And also appearing was a 22-year-old Romanian national, Daniel Afadoi. And he also has an address at Shlian Afrin in Athlone in County Westmeath. But they're both, all three are charged with possession of cocaine, but also possession of cocaine for sale or supply on Saturday at an address at Richmond Dunkettle in County Cork. Now, the court was told that none of the men made any response to when the charges were formally put to them. There were no bail applications. Free legal aid was granted in all three cases on the basis that they have no major income or assets in this jurisdiction. And they were all remanded in custody by Judge Tracy Kelly to appear again before Cork District Court on August the 14th next.
Ralph, thank you very much for that. We're